Now, the wee puppies are back in the news. Puppies being rescued. These puppies that are being farmed and sent off to people who are basically prepared to buy them without giving it a second thought. The USPCA have rescued farm puppies that have been shipped from Northern Ireland. The USPCA indeed has rescued a batch of these dogs. 27 pups were seized in Cairn Ryan, and indeed this has been in the news. It's sad to think that they're being farmed in parts mainly of the Republic and be transported to Northern Ireland in small vans, then put on the late night ferry. This seems to be the way it operates. The dogs, mostly collies and spaniels, indeed they've been sold in the UK, and you know, a van load of dogs could get you about 15 grand apparently. I want to speak to Colleen Tinley from the USPCA. Colleen, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Colleen, we're painting a picture here all the time of people who are very cruel. Just give us the running commentary on how these dogs are bred, fed and then delivered.
So, Frank, these are bred in huge numbers. As you can imagine, there's a huge amount of breeding bitches, and they are breeding 3 and 4 times a year, and they're living in small pens, and for the first 4 or 5 weeks of their life, they're just really they're living together. They're not having socialisation skills. You know, there's nothing. They're fed on the ground of the cages. It's really horrifying conditions that any pup should start its life in.
So the dogs are then, the puppies are then put on the internet, is that it? How do they get the market for so many of these dogs?
So a lot of these dogs are actually transported, Frank, into England. So they're travelling up through Ireland, into Northern Ireland, across into Scotland and down into England, into places like Manchester, where there's nearly like puppy supermarkets per se. And then, yes, you do have the internet, which, unfortunately, the people do go on looking for a pup, and they want a specific type of breed. And there's a big demand for these types of dogs that are being bred in such huge numbers.
When you say a puppy supermarket, how does that work? Is that some sort of black market operation from a garage somewhere?
It can be, and it can be maybe like the likes of set up, into people are taking them into their houses, and there's like show what we call show bitches, where the mother, or it's not the mother, but it's whenever someone comes to view the dogs in these people's houses, there's a huge amount of pups, and people are under the impression that this dog has been bred in this house, but actually them dogs have travelled hundreds of miles to get there, and that it's not their mother, and they're sold. So people ring up, ring up the number on the internet, ring it up out of the paper, and they go along to this house where they think this dog has been bred.
Now, if the puppy they buy ends up in a good home, where's the big problem? Because at that point, the puppy will be well looked after. Is it down to these pups not being what it says on the documentation and probably being very ill by the time you buy them?
There can be that as well, Frank. We're part of Operation Delphin, which obviously is the reason these pups were seized yesterday in Scotland. And Trade and Standards are actually an active member of that group. So yes, you're absolutely right. It is, you know, a lot of people are being, are being led into thinking they're buying something that they're not. But you also got that the first 2 months of that pup's life is actually, in these conditions, it's not ideal. And they go on to possibly have longer term problems, and a lot of them are social problems. So we deal with a lot of puppy farm dogs that come in here to the USPCA that have to be socialised and worked with. And we've actually one at the minute, which is just over a year old. And that particular dog is... you can see the effects of the puppy farm in that dog.
Now, there are people who do breed dogs and breed them, quite a number of them per year, in legitimate circumstances in Northern Ireland and elsewhere. Are they being caught under this cloud of suspicion because of the rogue operators?
Well, we would, and I would like to be clear with that, we would support, you know, registered breeders, and there's a lot of them very, you know, most of them are very responsible breeders. And hopefully, you know, we would get the message out there to the public. If you are thinking of getting a dog, do check that the person is registered. Do go along to their house. Do make sure that you do see the mother of the dog. And anyone that is a responsible breeder, and there is a lot, as you said, Frank, they won't let the dog go without making sure it's fully vaccinated, you know, that it's spent enough time with its mother, that it's ready to leave the mother at that point. And a lot of them keep in contact with you as well to see how the dog's getting on. So, you know, the only thing is that I would say that these registered breeders would be in support of what we are doing, is in trying to stop illegal puppy farming, because if anything, it's going against what they are doing. So it's completely different. But we would like to say that we as the USPCA, we do, you know, support registered responsible breeders, and as long as they're breeding in the right conditions for the animal.
Yeah, don't be fooled into buying from a rogue. Colleen, good on you for stopping, I suppose, only some of it. You can't stop all of it. There are thousands of these dogs making their way successfully to Scotland, successfully in terms of the rogue operative.
Yeah, there is indeed, Frank. And we are part, as I said before, Operation Delphin. It's a huge operation. It's ongoing for years now at this point. And thankfully, we're seeing a lot more checks being done. And that's what happened yesterday. This was a spot check in Scotland, and the police detained the animal. So that's it. That's proof that it's working. And a number of years ago, that would not have even been working. So we're working with even the likes of Stenaline. HMRC is a big player in Operation Delphin now. And then again, obviously, all our counterparts in the rest of the UK and Ireland. So, yes, you are right. There is some of them getting through, unfortunately. But until we get, you know, more regulations in, more spot checks, and that we can be happy that there is not as many pups getting into England to be sold, you know, we will continue this operation. And as I said, it's a big operation at the minute, and USPCA are a key player in that.
Okay, Colleen, thank you very much indeed. Colleen Tenley from the USPCA. Don't be fooled into buying a dog when you don't know the background, and let's not support these guys who would literally breed the dog in a crate and breed it over and over again, take the pups away. It's just disgusting. They don't vaccinate the little puppies. The puppy's probably going to die after you buy it. It is a cruel way to bring animals into the world. Good morning to you. 90 333 105 077 66 105 105.